So what you're looking for is the real story of what we used to call the broken down announcer. Well, what I'll do is I'll do something that we've never done on KNOM ever. Ever. This is the first time right now, and you're a witness to history. This is the first time I am officially admitting that I was the voice of the broken down announcer. Now, there were some people who thought they had it figured out, and I would put the broken down announcer on tape sometimes, and then I'd have conversations, and sometimes I'd simply, you know, say, "How you doing?" "Well, I'm doing just fine." "Really?" "Yeah." Anyway, you know, stuff like that, right? Kind of go off mic and make it sound like there were two different people. What I did, I went down to St. Mary's once for Christmas, and I pre-recorded half of a conversation, and then Pat Lippert ran the tape live over the air during his morning show when I was in St. Mary's. And people said, "You know, we thought that you were that voice, but, you know, you're here, so you can't be that voice." Anyway, the idea started with Peter Van Noort, who was a KNOM volunteer in 1972 and 1973. Or 73, 74. Peter had a spot. It was an anti-smoking spot. And the idea was it was somebody who had a really roughed up voice because he'd been smoking. He was kind of saying, "I never should have smoked." And then he ended by saying, "You know, I could have been an opera singer. I'm 23 years old." You know, it was a big joke. Anyway, so I just heard that, happened to hear that spot. And in the summer of 1976, KNOM used to be 18 hours a day, but we went to 20 hours a day because of people staying up late, you know, for the summertime. So the concept was that the broken down announcer was someone whose voice was stretched beyond what it could handle when his radio station went to 20 hours a day. And so he'd say, "How you doing?" And he was really a fun character. And we kind of, you know, brought him in and out at various times. And that's about it. That is the untold story of the broken down announcer.